Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, right now is your opportunity to spice up your date night. How about tickets, free tickets, two of them, to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra? They're bringing their 2025 winter tour to Bon Secours Wellness Arena on Friday, December 12th. So there's going to be two shows. That's it, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale for the Ghost of Christmas Eve. It's the best of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Crash and I go to this every single year, Lee. We absolutely love it. It's our mom and me thing we do every year, and we go out to dinner first. So he's already bugging me. Starts around August to get the tickets. But you can win them right now by calling 800-905-0989. First caller gets the two tickets. Everybody else can break down and buy them. Again, there. That's the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, Trans-Siberian Orchestra 2025 Winter Tour. Just one day, December 12th, with shows at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. So good luck to those of you trying to win those tickets. Okay. A really incredible, almost prophetic segment from Charlie Kirk's show, Lee. As people like Caitlin Collins in the left try to pretend there's no way we can know how any of this happened. We are so confused. Must have been just a very mentally unwell young man. Charlie Kirk weighing in personally as best he can from beyond the grave almost here. This is a segment of his show in the last 6 months.
My fear, Senator, and I hope I'm wrong, and let's stay in prayer that I'm wrong, that someone is going to get shot the same way that Steve Scalise got shot and, God forbid, killed. The left is creating a pressure cooker with so many of their rank and file paramilitary troops that very well might result in one of us getting shot or killed. God forbid that happens. We're getting death threats every single day here on the Charlie Kirk Show.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's almost as if he could have said it this week. I mean, that is... You know, just and he's talking about the leftist paramilitary groups. There's, he's literally ends up being killed by a guy using an Antifa slogan, a reference to Bella Chow, which has gotten less attention. Yeah. But the leader of Antifa in L.A. has a production company called Bella Chow, and it is a very common hashtag used on Antifa tweets, Antifa websites. And it is a socialist, guerrilla warfare, basically uprising kind of slogan.
Also, I'm learning, listening into, looking into this and hearing from various other sources, there is a growing armed leftist, dare I say the word militia, although they're not necessarily organized like that, but there are groups that are leftists that are arming themselves that, identify with, left-leaning ideologies. That are arming themselves and training them how to use weapons in order to do things just like this.
Yeah.
Several groups.
Yeah, and coming up on the show, they are very specifically targeting border agents and ICE. It is a very dangerous time to be a border agent. They've already killed one this year, Antifa-linked transgender group, and tried to kill two others. One police officer protecting a border facility in Alvarez was shot up. It's not really known. That was covered pretty heavily at the time. But what was not covered as heavily is the follow-up that it ended up being a trans Antifa paramilitary group that had, as you just said, and as he said, been training.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, on this whole very fake censorship scandal,
Yeah.
The left screaming bloody murder that they are being censored. And of course, now they're telling us they're living through a dictatorial regime and stuff. You know what's crazy about this? Every single time they talk about this, no matter who, what talking head they throw up on liberal television, cable television, they never mention that less than 3 years ago, their networks were openly advocating for censorship mm-hmm. of the right.
Right.
Openly advocating. I've got clip after clip after clip after clip. If I'm in the mood, I'll play them. I don't know. I've got them loaded. I don't like listening to their voices. But yeah. This was so mainstream. I mean, Hillary Clinton was giving interviews all over the place. Time to censor. It's time to go ahead and put people in prison on the right who say untrue things that Russia would like. Oh, and she means, let me translate, true things about Democrats. This was where they were. I mean, do you know what happened this week, by the way? This is incredible, the rewriting of the history. Remember the censorship committee that was supposed to be led by Nina Jankowicz?
Oh, yeah.
Chief censor?
Yeah.
And remember, Fox News went nuts over this, to their credit, and really covered this and really exposed her to the point where they had to let her go, right? Well, you know, she sued Fox News for libel and defamation, saying, no, I wasn't going to be the chief censor. I wasn't going to censor right-wingers. How'd that suit end? Well, it ended this week. With a victory by Fox. Mm-hmm. You know how you win a libel and defamation suit? You prove you were right.
Yeah.
Gets dismissed.
Yes.
Gets thrown out. Judge threw it out. Why? Fox proved it was fact. So literally this week, as we have a judge ruling against Nina Jankowicz and the disinformation censorship complex, in other words, acknowledging the left did do this. She was going to be the chief censor of us. And the libel suit for millions of dollars against Fox dismissed. The Democrats are screaming bloody murder that they are in danger of being victims of censorship because a private company got rid of a guy who, Lee, I'm looking at these ratings right now. Okay, I live in this world. You live in this. We mm-hmm. all live in this world, okay? Yeah. If this happened to me, ratings-wise, we would be in very, very serious conversations. Yeah. And I probably wouldn't be sitting here this morning. Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel was hemorrhaging viewers. Nielsen data showed sharp summer declines and a year-long slide that leaves him trailing late-night rivals like Fox News' Greg Gutfeld and CBS, programming late right. at night. Yeah. According to monthly Nielsen figures, Jimmy Kimmel Live dropped to just 1.1 million total viewers in August. That's down 43% from January's 1.95 million. He goes from almost 2 million in January to 1.1 million viewers in August. 45% slide.
Yeah.
I you know how it works here. You know how radio yeah. is. If I had a slide like that, if any of us on this show or on the station had a slide like that, we'd be in meetings all the time with right. the management and maybe not even on the air anymore.
Right. Because you're not able to get ad rates, which, you no. know. Get you profitable. Listen, there was discussions for quite some time about all these late night programs that have gotten all political, not because they're getting political, but it's because people are not watching. Viewership habits are changing. The whole media landscape has changed. And the late night television, these, you know, talk show hosts on network television, they're not attracting audiences anymore.
No.
The audiences are leaving. They're not there. So there has been talk for quite some time about the longevity of things like Colbert before he was let go over the fact that he just wasn't producing the results. And then this with him, I honestly think this is something that was in the works to begin with, because how often do you see someone in the network like that? What he said was bad. It was hurtful. It was harmful. But that's not anything worse than a lot of things that have been said by a lot of other hosts that have still got jobs.
No, it's not.
And I, like I said, I think this was something that was already in the works. And they're like, okay, we're done.
And here's the problem, okay? Just a major problem that Jimmy Kimmel has. If you go online, my family, we love, one of the things we love is to sit and watch a really good comedian. We've been doing that a lot lately. And if you look at the size of the audience, we love Gabriel Iglesias. He's Mexican. He's clean. Which is why we can watch him as yeah. a family. And he is hilarious. Okay. Jimmy Kimmel, 1.1 million viewers in a month. How many subscribers does Gabriel Iglesias have on Twitter? 8 million. What does one video by him do? Bad one. A Country Full of Daves. That's hilarious, by the way. 8 million views. 8 million views? 8 million views. How about this one? This is one of his funniest. Oh my gosh, if you haven't seen this. Fluffy Goes to India. Oh my gosh, I had tears running down my face. How many views he get? 69 million. Well, why was Jimmy Kimmel even on the TV? Put Gabriel Iglesias on. He's kicking your butt on YouTube. See the problem there? I mean, this doesn't even make sense. I mean, the views here are, I mean, you can't continue with an audience where you lose 45% of your audience in less than a year, and people on YouTube are kicking your rear end mm-hmm. and think you're going to have a career. I mean, you're just not. Meanwhile, we're going to get into this coming up. Chuck Schumer, who called for the censorship of the right on CNN, because, you know, as we know, we're domestic terrorists, right?
That's what Chuck says.
Right. Was on CNN screaming about the brutality of the censorship of Jimmy Kimmel, who can't get but a seventh of what Gabriel Iglesias does a month on YouTube, but somehow thinks he has the right to make tens of millions of dollars a year. Lee, this is just basic market economics right here. And when you, in addition to losing 45% of your audience, if you're constantly poking the management in the eye, like by mocking a guy in an entire side of a country who has just been assassinated, like you maybe get to do that if you're getting the numbers that comedians, Nate Bargatze is another one, are getting online, then maybe you can survive it. But you can't lose 45% of your audience and think you can get away with that. That's just basic capitalism.
Well, and the charges of censorship, just it's not really true censorship, because what you had happening was that you had two of the major consumers of the product by ABC, the network affiliates, who were their customers, said, we don't like this and we don't want it anymore. Now, censorship would be the management of ABC telling Charlie Kimmel what he can say, but they didn't. And quite honestly, you had two of the largest consumers of their product, the ABC affiliates, the groups owned by Nexstar and Sinclair, said, "We don't want this, and we're not going to air it." So it's the marketplace speaking. If the viewers of Nexstar and Sinclair were demanding that Kimmel still be on, probably still be on. But
they're
that's not the case.
It's just not.
Yeah. So this is the marketplace.
Yeah, it's a marketplace.
You know.
But we're going to go back down memory lane here. And again, for the Democrats not to acknowledge, as they're screaming about how they are the victims of the so-called dictatorship. So for them not to notice that the leadership was literally on these same stations advocating for the censorship of us by the government less than 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And to pretend that never happened. There's so much pretend here.
Yeah.
Like I told my daughter, all this pretend keeps me employed, so I guess it's good.
I mean, if pretending keeps you in a real job.
Well, you know, I'm really concerned here because if these networks have to start telling the truth, what will we do, Lee? We'll have to get real jobs.
Yeah.
That would be awful.
Yeah, manual labor.
I know.
I don't get along well with that.
I don't either.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the more I thought about it yesterday, the more I was encouraged by the desperation of our local NAACP going to be protesting the TPUSA club at J.L. Mann High School. What's so disgusting about that is there's no incident that they're protesting. In other words, that club's been on campus for 4 years. And it's not till Charlie Kirk was assassinated that they decided they want it shut down. In other words, cancel his legacy, cancel him, get rid of him. Then as I was thinking about this yesterday, I was just driving around. I thought, wow, you know what this means? It's really a good thing. It's a good sign. It means two things. I'll tell you what happened here. We had that disgusting teacher, Greenville County Schools, come out and laud, very excited about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. He was quickly fired. Okay, the white Democrat leadership here knows they can't fight that. They know they can't fight back. They're going to lose. I mean, there's no argument that they can make, and they know it. Hey, we should have, you know, pro-assassination teachers in the classroom. It's not going to work. So I'll tell you what happened in the background. They called up their friends at the NAACP and went, you go. You go protest this. You go take care of this. You can scream racism and everybody will be afraid. It's their usual tricks. It's how the white leadership uses the NAACP. Well, if we send the NAACP, everyone will be afraid to argue with us. Except that's wearing off. But you know what's good about this? The level of desperation here. So you can tell the NAACP was tapped on the shoulder and dispatched to go do the protest that the white Democrat leadership can't do because it'll look like they're pro-assassination. But think about what the NAACP is protesting for here. Greenville County Schools. And they're not going to get anywhere. Public sentiment is completely against them. Their position is we should shut down all political clubs in Greenville County Schools, including Young Republicans and Young Democrats, in order to shut down Turning Point USA. In other words, they're willing to shut down the pro-Democrat clubs because they are so terrified that students in particular, black students, will hear Charlie Kirk's message. That's total victory. That is total victory. Now, an honest American who is not what we all know the Democrats are, you know what they would do? They'd say, you know what we need? We need high school NAACP chapters. We're going to go start one at JL, man. That's what you do. And, you know, if you want to have a debate with TPUSA at JL, man, I think I'm sure that's a great thing to propose. You'd start a club, but they're not. They are so desperate to shut down Charlie Kirk's message. The message that's so loving when you watch it, that Presbyterian, Baptist, Protestant, Catholic churches, you should see, get to go look at it on X. All of these church leaders, priests, ministers are saying, we had record numbers in the pews this weekend. Yeah, he's such a hate monger. People heard his message for the first time and went to church. That's what they're afraid of. Hate's not selling. Fake hate, too, because it's usually based on fake news. Fake hate based on fake news doesn't fill pews. That's what they're afraid. They're so afraid they are willing to shut down Young Democrats clubs at our schools just so they could shut down TPUSA, too, because they can't just shut down one. They have to shut down them all. You know what that means, folks? We are winning. We are winning, and they are desperate. And pulling the race card ain't gonna work here. But, you know, welcome them to try. Welcome them to try. Okay. Meanwhile, I promised to do this in the first hour. We're going to hit it. I predicted, 12, 15 hours ago? I told you, look, the transgender movement online, particularly in these chat rooms and these sites and these pornographic sites, is extremely pedophilic. You see the overtones of that too often when they march in pride parades. There is a very pedophilic aspect to the transgender, pro-transgender movement. And it's everywhere. And it's obvious. And I told you yesterday, do not be surprised if there isn't a pedophilic connection with this Tyler Robinson shooting. We've got two. Wasn't even 24 hours before I was right on that prediction. Wait till you hear. I'm going to make another prediction too. Coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
After violent Democrats notch one kill, because that's what Antifa is, in Vermont, killing a Border Patrol agent, inspiring other waves of violence and terror, including an attempted assassination by an Antifa-linked group led by Antifa leader Benjamin Song. In July, they shot up a police officer. They thought he was a Border Patrol agent. He was doing security outside a Border Patrol facility in Alvarez, Texas. Thankfully, he didn't die. All eight members of that cell, it is a Marxist transgender Antifa cell, picked up and arrested. They were doing weapons training. Then another attack in June, an attempted murder of yet another Border Patrol agent by yet other Antifa-linked thugs. The Democrats aren't giving up on their violent siege. And folks, this is where the next violence is going to come from. I know online, if you look at what the list that they're posting to Blue Sky of who they want assassinated next, and that's been going on all week. Did you see what Blue Sky had to do, by the way? If you watch it like I do, just to see with the mind meld on the left, where they're really going, what they really think. Do you know who they want next? You know who's next on the list? Consensus-wise, I mean, there's a lot of people they want to kill. But Nancy Mace keeps coming up on Blue Sky. And she's been, one who sponsored that legislation to keep transgender people out of the Capitol Hill bathrooms. In other words, men out of women's bathrooms to keep them safe, she says. So the violent left isn't stopping. They're just keeping it contained on Blue Sky. And by the way, the CEO of Blue Sky had to come out and put a post up. It's like, stop with the assassination porn. Stop it. Stop posting your list of who should die next. They finally had to remove the word Tyler Robinson and Charlie Kirk and all of those hashtags from the side to better hide the threats of leftists. And so, look, this is only getting started, folks, and it's going to spin out of control. And when you have Democrat leaders violently attacking ICE facilities, they're leading by example. They know these Antifa cells are out there watching them.
Nearly a dozen New York City officials leaving a Manhattan ICE facility in handcuffs after allegedly trying to force their way into holding cells. Chanley Painter here with the details. Chan.
Hey, good morning, Todd. So that group staged a sit-in to demand access to the ICE office and holding cells in Manhattan Thursday. Listen to this.
We want justice for our neighbors.
ICE sources claiming officers had to secure doors with locks and zip ties after protesters pushed to enter, chanting, "Let us in," as you can hear from outside the facility door. And meanwhile, downstairs, a separate group of protesters blocked ICE vans from leaving the facility. Overall, 71 protesters were arrested, including New York City Comptroller Brad Lander, 2 New York State senators, and 9 New York State Assembly members.
What is happening on the 10th floor on 26 Federal Plaza is not only inhumane, it is illegal. They are using it for illegal purposes in inhumane ways. This is an authoritarian regime.
We are at a time where fascism is here and it's increasing.
We think it's important to get louder, to show up, and we're going to keep coming back until they stop abducting our neighbors.
DHS has confirmed the building had to be put on lockdown because someone called in a bomb threat. The assistant DHS secretary saying this, quote, "Another day, another activist politician pulling a stunt in an attempt to get their 15 minutes of fame while endangering DHS personnel and detainees." Brad Lander's obsession with attacking the brave men and women of law enforcement physically and rhetorically must stop now. According to ICE officials, several, quote, egregious criminal aliens are currently being held in the cells at that site, including a confirmed MS-13 member convicted of criminal possession of a weapon and DUI, an illegal alien convicted of criminal possession of a gun, also an illegal alien with a final order of removal who was arrested for flying drones near the White House multiple times, and an illegal alien with 2 kilograms of fentanyl, and finally one that was convicted of drug trafficking in Switzerland.
So understand, this is what, when they scream fascist, 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 dictatorship, dictatorship, they're talking about the fact that we are actually arresting people using current federal law that's been on the books for decades, in some cases, centuries. That's when they say fascist, they don't explain themselves. That's what they're talking about. They want the illegals free to roam and terrorize those who don't vote for them, i.e. Americans. Meanwhile, folks, it's not even 24 hours since I told you there would be some sort of pedophilic connection here. I just went on my gut. The transgender movement, in terms of its especially pornographic websites and chat rooms, is very pedophilic. It's very pedophilia oriented. Less than 24 hours after I predicted that, listen to this. This is from the New York Post. Alleged Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson played furry shades of gay porn video games online. Huh, what are those about? Accused Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson played pornographic furry games online and followed artists known to draw cartoons depicting, oh, there it is, pedophilia. Told you. Friends of the 22-year-old suspect told the Daily Mail that Robinson used the account Crafton247 on multiple gaming and online platforms where he engaged in the fringe furry subculture, which is littered with pedophilia. It's very much a part of it. A Steam account shows, a Steam account with that name shows he downloaded and played a dating simulator called Furry Shades of Gay. Well, the folks whose work he's downloading published sexualized images of cartoon animal characters who were minors. In other words, this is what they do. They go draw anime style porn that is pedophilia. So it's a cartoon. You can get away with it that way because it's not actual images. And they swap them. And that's what he was following Crafton 247. And it showed UK Daily Mail reporting the account on the site that he had recently watched content. This is Tyler Robinson, created by a user called Red Rusker, an artist who creates furry porn showing underage characters. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. He followed not one, but two of these accounts. He had watched the videos recently depicting underage characters. Red Rusker confirmed on Fur Affinity in May 2023 that he had made the art. He says he feels guilty as blank about those images he drew, and he wouldn't do it again, but then continued to do it again. Robinson was also friends with another artist known as Obure, who creates furry content as well. Now, here's what's interesting, folks, and I don't know if this means anything, okay, but I'd like to stack facts side by side sometimes because they just seem like they could be connected. Remember the old man who we originally thought was the assassin? And he was arrested because he was there at the Charlie Kirk shooting. Weird, right? He's like 71. And he started screaming, it was me, it was me, it was me. And he later told officials, yeah, I wanted to be martyred. I wanted to protect the shooter. Well, naturally, they start looking through his devices, right? They want to know, who's this guy? Is there a connection? And he's a pedophile. Weird, right? So, you know, he has been arrested on obstructing justice charges because he, you know, got in the way, slowed them down in finding the assassin, thinking they had him, but also because he's a pedophile, allegedly. At least that's what the images on his devices would indicate. And he did confess they were his. He did put them there and even gave the age range of children whose pictures he likes to look at. Golly, this is weird. You know what's weird about that guy? I mean, no matter if you're at an event and somebody gets shot and dies in front of you as violently as Charlie Kirk did, are you not in shock for a few minutes? I'm like, you don't have a reaction. I mean, like, you're your natural condition is shock. You're not real fast on your feet in terms of, hey, I'm going to martyr myself to protect the shooter. How do you know it's one shooter? How did he know that? It's weird. 71, a little old to be at a university campus. And he's a pedophile. And this guy, Tyler Robinson, obviously frequenting sites that trafficked in barely legal pedophilia. And by barely legal, I mean it's drawing. They're very realistic drawings, cartoon drawings. They're sick. This is also, it's sick. This is sickness. When you go down the road of sickness, this is where you end up. And this is the culture the left celebrates. Don't forget that. So just want to tell you, I nailed it. Do not be surprised if there are images on the devices possessed by Tyler Robinson and others around him that shock the conscience. Don't be surprised if that comes out next. Just have a feeling, that's all. Like, I had a feeling there'd be a pedophilia connection here, and I was right. Texter writes in the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line, I say let the Democrats into the ICE facilities. Yeah, they tried to violently breach while screaming fascist. Let them join their friends for a while in the shells. That just happened in New York, folks. Department of Homeland Security explained all they need to do if they want to take a tour as elected officials is make an appointment. It's incredible. But they'd rather violently try to breach them. Joining me now is Joey Hudson. He is out today helping to honor law enforcement as part of the Lead Greenville Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning, Tara. Nice to talk with you again. Since we talked earlier in the morning, we started at 6 a.m. this morning. We're at the downtown airport. The line is still all the way down and up South Pleasantburg Drive, as we'll have hundreds and hundreds of police officers come through. And it's just a way for us to show our appreciation. We talked about, you know, it's been a tough week. We lost some officers up in Pennsylvania. This year alone, we've lost 65 officers around the country. Last year, we lost 170. So, you know, it's our way to say thank you. These men and women, they drive through. We give them coffee, biscuit, bundt cakes, T-shirts, all kind of prizes. We have a lot of restaurants throughout the upstate area who donate gift cards for them to take their families out to dinner. And again, Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, today is the day to say thank you.
Amen to that. So as you warned earlier, if you see all of those police cars lined up and wonder what on earth is going on, it's actually something good. They are driving through and you are honoring them and thanking them. And there's many volunteers out there doing it as well. And of course, giving them amazing gifts and prizes as they drive through.
Yeah. And it's hard to explain it, Tara. You just have to kind of be here to experience it, to see this long line of officers coming through, and they're so appreciative, and just have a minute to talk to them as they drive through. And Sheriff Hobart Lewis is out here, Chief Howie Thompson, police chiefs from all around the county. And again, it's their opportunity to say thank you to their officers as well. And so it's a great morning, great day to say thank you to our law enforcement officers. And so let me encourage our listeners, Tara, if you're out today and you see a police officer at lunch or later this afternoon, if you can, buy their lunch and just tell them thank you.
Amen to that. So many of them, Joey, have to work second jobs just to be able to do this. So it's so great. Anyway, we can honor them. And by the way, every time you come on and do this interview, it just happened in the 6 o'clock hour, I get a ton of texts. Wait, what? How do I volunteer? How do I be involved with that? Especially if you are a business and you want to donate. So tell folks how they can be involved. You guys work on this all year long. And I know you're on the board, Joey. You work on this all year long, putting this one day of honoring law enforcement together. How can people volunteer and get in touch with you?
Well, it's real easy. Just go to leadupstate.com. That's LEAD, leadupstate.com. We have information on the website. And you're right, Tara. All of this is possible because of generous donations from people around the area, businesses. Every police officer who comes through, we anticipate about 650 this morning. Everyone who comes through get not only do they get breakfast, but they get gifts as well. All week long, we've had drawings for prizes, and we've given away TVs and grills and tools and just various things. Some great prizes, all donated here in the community. Again, business is saying thank you.
So leadupstate.com, and I know next week, Joey, you guys will go back and start planning it next year's, hopefully with some more donations from our WORD audience. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.